as I was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell.
Hello, and welcome to our series on Ireland.
Hello.
I'm Jules, and next to me is Maxim. As you all know, Ireland is not only a country, but also an island. This means that the sea is very present. Indeed, let's listen to what Ronan, a guide from Dublin, told us.
Yeah, like I already said, we're working on the island and the ocean, and you told me that you'll live next to the sea. And could you imagine to live without the sea?
It's kind of funny. Obviously, Ireland is so small, you're never, no matter where you live in the country, you're only 2 hours from the ocean.
Today, our program will be dedicated to Ireland and the sea. We will especially focus on sea activities and tell you more specifically about the Irish economy based on the sea. But the sea also brings along lots of tales. First, let's have a look at one of the tragic sea tales that we've heard about as we visited the Maritime Museum in Dublin. So now, Maxim, you may start.
All right. There's a story that a guy told us in the Maritime Museum. It has an emotional side to it, like many of the sea stories that revolve around tragedy, losses, and dramatic shipwrecks. On a cold September day, 1 month before the end of World War I, a passenger ship left Dublin's harbor. On board were 771 passengers, civilians, the crew, and also soldiers. There was a strong gale and big waves smashed against the ship's hull. Unfortunately, the ship was noticed by a German submarine, which had dropped out of sight some weeks before. Suddenly, the Germans started shooting torpedoes at them. The first missed his target, but the second hit the ship. The damage was not critical so that the ship could continue to navigate through the waves. Then the German submarine fired a third torpedo, which blew up the boiler. The ship sank immediately and 532 persons lost their life. It is the biggest loss of lives in Ireland's history. Even more losses than on Titanic. A tragedy for that nation. A short time after, the German submarine also sank. Captain Robert Ram, 27 years old, and all the members of the crew died. The average age on board was 20. This is what war sadly leads to. Did you like the story? Personally, I was moved by the story, because a lot of people died for reasons that were far from their daily lives and worries. It is the kind of story which reminds us how lucky we now are to have peace in Europe.
Thank you, Maxime. That was interesting. Now, coming to our second aspect, let us illustrate to you how the Irish Sea plays an important role in this island's economy. It may not sound very exciting, but it's worth knowing a few things. First of all, let's bring up some really interesting facts about Ireland's coastline. Did you know that Ireland's 3,000 km coastline contains some of the largest and most valuable fisheries in Europe? And is among the richest and most accessible renewable energy resources in the world? It is an ideal location for finfish, shellfish, and seaweed farming. And if we take the Irish seabed area into account, Ireland is one of the largest EU states with a seabed territory of more than 10 times the size of the country. And of course, above all this, Ireland's coastline contributes to the citizens' well-being, health, and quality of life. To illustrate this fact, let's hear about an Irish person that has quickly spoken about that.
It is important to you to live near the sea.
For lovely fresh air.
And swimming and
feel good.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking on the beach.
That's
is that enough?
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now that you know all that, you surely can understand why Ireland's ocean is a national asset, a great potential when it comes into seafood, tourism, oil and gas, renewable energy, and even new applications for health, medicine, and technology. On top of this, being surrounded by the sea also gives the country many non-commercial benefits, for example biodiversity and mild climate. The sea has the power to capture a sense of imagination, adventure, and achievement, as we saw with the Irish Sea Tales.
Last but not least, the presence of the sea has also given rise to a number of recreational activities such as sailing and angling, fishing for leisure with a knot. As one can expect, fishing is indeed a popular pastime of the Irish, and the country is one of the world's premier sea angling destinations.
So now, Harry, let's hope we've made it interesting for you and that you've got a better idea of the crucial role of the sea for Ireland.
Okay, Sally, it is the end of our series. We hope you've enjoyed it. Bye!
Thank you, bye!
As I was going over